Can the Cats win the SEC championship? We both think so. That's going to be the conversation on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by Carson Nash. Carson, we leave for Nashville, as they call it, your city, in a couple days. How are we feeling?
I am pumped, and that's why you see the backwards hat here, because I'm already on Nashville time.
Uh-oh. It's Florida Stanley, or is it Nashville Carson? Is it the same thing?
It's the same thing.
Because I like to think – I think Nashville is my favorite city in the world. I mean, I'm an uncultured human being. I haven't been to Italy, haven't been to Spain. So for my American person, I love Nashville. End of story. Can't wait to be there. We're going to have a good time. Carson and I both made brackets for the SEC tournament, and they're pretty similar. I think mine's a little more chalk than yours, which probably means yours is going to end up being more right than mine, but we're going to get into it. Let's get right on into it, Carson. I mean, do you have any thoughts about the tournament before we read these brackets out?
Not really. I think it'll be a really exciting tournament compared to a couple other conference tournaments. I mean, you've seen with Marquette and Kansas, you have significant players not being able to play in this tournament, their tournament. So I think a lot of eyes will be on the SEC tournament.
And there's a lot of good teams. You know, there's 4, 5, 6 teams that really can win this thing, you know. And I don't think a lot of conferences can say that. I mean, so it's interesting. But, I mean, let's start it off. These are tonight's games. Vandy, Arkansas, who do you got?
I got Arkansas coming out with that win. They've been playing a lot better recently.
I do too. But you know, Vandy beat them like three games ago. Arkansas. I still took Arkansas as well.
That's shocking, actually. I did not know that. No, I think Arkansas is playing a lot better. They took Bama down to the wire. Probably should have won. They had a missed dunk.
I thought it was a foul. That was a foul.
But yeah.
That was a $70 missed dunk because I took Kentucky money line and Arkansas.
Yes, me and you both.
Yeah, we both. Yeah, it was a $70 missed dunk. Still mad about that one. So yeah, I have Arkansas as well, and then Missouri, Georgia tonight. Same thing. Who do you got?
Yeah, I got Georgia coming out on top. Missouri hasn't won a game in the SEC yet, and I just don't see them winning one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I got Georgia. So Mississippi State, LSU. Who you got?
Yeah, that one's a little tougher. You know, I think both are playing for their NCAA tournament hopes. So I think it's going to be a tough fought game. But I think Mississippi State comes out on top on that one.
I do too. I think Mississippi State's a lot better team. I'll tell you this right now, and I'm not going to call this. We'll get to it. Mississippi State Tennessee is going to be a better game than people think. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we get there.
And Arkansas, South Carolina.
Yeah, this one's interesting. This one was the hardest one, I think, out of all of them to choose for me. I picked South Carolina to win, but I would not be shocked at all if Arkansas upset them. It would not shock me one bit.
I agree with you. I also took South Carolina, but man, I teetered. I was like, went to write the letters, and I was like, so I went South Carolina, but just Arkansas scoring the basketball, and I think the way South Carolina plays, if they get in a deficit, it's hard for them to come back, and Arkansas can score in bunches. So, I mean, I think that this could be an interesting game. I'm really excited for that one. And then the one that matters to the Cats, Carson, Ole Miss versus Texas A&M. Who you got?
Yeah, I think Texas A&M takes care of Ole Miss. Ole Miss was rolling there for a little bit, but they've kind of fallen apart. So I think Texas A&M gets it done.
Texas A&M wins that game for me. And I've talked about it. I still would rather play, you know, Texas A&M than some of the teams that – I'd rather play Texas A&M than Mississippi State.
Oh, 100%.
I'd rather play 100%. Texas A&M than South Carolina. I'd rather play Texas A&M than Florida. But – I'm still not stoked about playing Texas A&M, but when you get that double bye, you're not going to get to play Vandy. You know, that's just the reality. You're not playing Missouri. You're playing a team that can play.
I mean, if you were in the 5 seed, you would get Arkansas first game, which I would not take the extra game, you know.
Exactly. And once again, you know, A&M is playing some good hoops. So we'll get into that game. I'm here a little bit later in the show. So Georgia, Florida, who you got there?
Yeah, I took Florida. I think Florida's just the better team. Florida's been playing good recently. I got the Gators.
Yep, I'm with you. Then we get to Friday. We'll be there. Cats will be there. Ready to roll.
Ready to roll.
Mississippi State, Tennessee. Who you got?
Yeah. So this
don't do it. I'll make that face.
So this one's going to be closer than people think. But
I agree with you.
The Vols are going to get it done. They're just too experienced. They're too good of a team not to get it done. So I take the Vols, but it absolutely would not shock me if Mississippi State beat them. I really would not be. I'd be like, wow, Hubbard went for 40.
Yeah, okay. I was just going to say, if Hubbard had 40, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. I took Tennessee as well, but I do think, like, I'll tell you this right now. This is opinion. I think that will end up being the best game, or Florida-Bama. I think that we'll talk about the Auburn, South Carolina. I think Auburn's going to be able to take care of business there. I think Kentucky takes care of business. I think that Mississippi State-Tennessee game is going to be better than people think. Auburn, South Carolina, who do you got?
Yeah, I think Auburn's going to win that one. They beat them by 40 earlier in the season. I know it was at home, but beating a team by 40 kind of shows you where both teams are at. And South Carolina, they haven't been playing the best recently. So I think Auburn gets it done.
I think Auburn wins that one too, but it's not going to be 40 points. I think this could be a closer ball game. You know, I think this one could be tight, but I just think the way South Carolina plays, if they get behind, they lose. And Auburn, like, you know, they're a team that goes on runs, and if they get a lead, it's just hard for the Gamecocks to come back. So that's my thought there. Kentucky A&M, you know.
Yeah, I got the Cats, but A&M's tough, man, and they're going to be fighting for their lives. It'll be
they're one of the first four out teams. Yeah. So they're fighting for their.
They're going to be a feisty team playing against us, and they've got talent. Wade Taylor's a very good ball player. So
yeah, and can drop 82. And
we lost to him earlier in the season too, so hopefully we get some revenge. I think we will. I think we'll get it done. But yeah.
Yeah, and we'll break down. We're going to assume – we'll talk about, hey, is it going to be Ole Miss? We'll give both sides, but we're assuming it's going to be A&M, and we'll break down that game here in a little bit. Florida-Bama, I think this is the first game that we disagree.
Yeah, so I actually took Florida to beat Alabama, and I think they split the season series. I think Florida comes out on top because Florida has – they're way more physical. Yeah. And I think Bama has some glaring weaknesses up front. And so I think the Gators get it done.
I agree with everything you said. Everything you said is correct. The reason I'm taking Alabama is I just – on any given night, man, any given night, they can – and I think they play different than Kentucky. They don't – Kentucky doesn't – both teams are – they can explode on offense, but they do it in different ways. And I just think the way that Bama does it, if they're on, it's hard to beat them. You know, if they're on and the Cats are on, then that's a great game. But if they're on in Florida, you know, I agree that Florida's more physical. Alabama's got serious problems down low. As you said on the phone earlier, Grant Nelson is a liability, which was hilarious and very true. But I just think Bama wins this game. And I don't think Bama has a long stay in Nashville, because I think the Cats get them, but I think Bama wins this game. But that is the one game where
It's crazy because I honestly would feel better if Alabama won that game.
I kind of would too, in all honesty. But so I wrote an article at Wildcats today about that exact what's the best case scenario, and it's hard. I mean, because this game to me, and it's funny that it's the game that, you know, Kentucky's going to end up playing, assuming they take down A&M. But it is hard. You could have a 30-minute argument for each team why you want or don't want to play them. It's just hard. So I took Bama, but anyone that thinks Florida wins that game, you're not crazy. And anyone that's, you know, took Bama, you're not crazy either. It's going to go – that game is 50-50 down the middle. Pick them. Who's going to win it? So that's my thoughts. Then you got – so that'd be Tennessee, Auburn in the other semifinal. Who you got?
Yeah, I think Tennessee beats Auburn because most of Auburn's best players are like big guys and they're physical. True. So I just think Tennessee gets the job done there too.
I have Auburn in this game, and it could be a little bit of wishful thinking because I'd much rather Kentucky play Auburn than Tennessee.
Yeah, but definitely.
I have Auburn in this game. I just think I'm just telling you, I think Tennessee is going to get bit in the behind by Dalton Kincaid trying to take over games. Now, ironically, those who watched the first matchup between Auburn and Tennessee and Knoxville was a great basketball game, if anyone saw that. But what did Dalton Kincaid do? He took over and won the game. Against Kentucky, you can't really do that because they score a ton. Auburn is more of a defense. You know, they're a good offensive, but they're more a defensive team. So, this game, once again, it's going to be a great basketball game. I'm really excited about this one, but I just have the feeling Auburn gets the win. And then Kentucky, Florida for you. You have who win in that game?
I have Kentucky beating Florida. I just think at this point in the season, we're a better team.
Yeah.
It's not to say they can't win because, of course, they're a very good team too, but I just think we get it done in that game. I don't see them beating us.
I agree with you. I have Kentucky beating Alabama, but same thing. And then who do you have winning the championship between the Tennessee Volunteers and the Cats?
Yeah, I've Kentucky beating Tennessee in the rematch in the tiebreaker. I think we kind of saw the fact that Kentucky is just a better team right now.
That'll be
better overall team. Kentucky led for 36 minutes of a 40-minute game against Tennessee.
Yeah.
In the last game of the season. I just think they're very reliant on one piece to score.
Yeah.
And I think we get it done again in the championship.
The only, you know, I keep saying is can Kincaid be stopped? You know what I mean? It's like they're reliant on one piece, no doubt. But it's like, can he ever not be reliable? And it's like, I don't know. Like I would be shocked if he does not score 20 points in a game in the postseason. You know, and that's just the reality here. So it's like, that's tough. I have Kentucky beating Auburn in the SEC championship. You know, and for the folks that are going to say, well, homers, a lot of people are picking Kentucky to win this. I mean, it's like,
if we were the eighth seed, I would not be picking Kentucky in previous years.
But I think Kentucky got the best draw of anybody. I mean, once again, I'd rather play Texas A&M than Mississippi State, South Carolina, or Florida. I'd rather play Alabama than Auburn or Tennessee. And then, you know, and then in the championship game, at that point, it's, you know, play your best ball. It's a
championship game. You got to play who you're going
to
play.
But I think to get there, I think they have the best draw. I really do. I think Mississippi State is a better team than A&M. I think Mississippi State's better than South Carolina. I really do. I agree
with that. I think Mississippi State's better than South Carolina.
So I don't think they're better than Florida, but I think that, you know, so that's just – I think Kentucky got a great draw. I'll tell you this. I'm not – will Kentucky win in the championship game? We'll see, but darn, I think they're going to be there. I really do think they'll be there. So we'll just have to see. I mean – that's just the reality. So, I mean, what we're going to talk about is best case scenario, worst case scenario brackets for Kentucky. What, you know, kind of has to happen. I mean, we disagree on a little bit of it. But any other thoughts on your bracket, Carson, before we get into that conversation?
None other than it's probably going to be perfect. You know, just Joey brackets over here.
No, it will not be perfect. Neither will mine because something – I'm telling you right now – I'm starting to get this weird feeling that Vandy's going to win this game tonight. I don't know why. I'm just getting this weird.
We might get our brackets scratched on the first game of the.
I know. I'm thinking about we're doing one in my house. I'm thinking about texting Mike and Cameron. I'm not going to do it because they both texted. We're going to write out the bracket, but Mike's not going to be home until later. So he said text who wins these two games tonight. So it's locked in, and I kind of want to change to Vandy, but I'm not going to do it because they both took Arkansas, and I don't want to be a leg behind. I just have a weird feeling about it. Maybe I'll put $5 on it or something. That's how we'll get our. But so there's our brackets. You know, let us know who disagrees, who agrees, who's more intelligent. You know, of course, whose bracket do you like more? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
So of course, let us know those things, and then also hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. That helps a ton. Hit the like button. All that helps. We really do appreciate y'all doing that. We're a lot of great success continuing to gain subscribers. And it's been really exciting, and we wouldn't be reality without y'all. So we really appreciate it. So, Carson, let's get into best case, worst case scenario brackets. What do you want to do first? Best case or worst case? What do we? Where do we go here?
Let's do worst case first.
Okay.
And we'll do best.
So, and when we do this, we're doing, but like we when we say we're not going to say, well, Kentucky's going to play Missouri in the semifinal. You know, we're not going to do like, obviously, yeah, that's great, but we're not going to, we're talking about like realistic.
Best that case would be awesome.
So, do you think A&M losing to Ole Miss is realistic? I do. I don't think that's
crazy. Yes, it's definitely realistic. I just think they're two different teams at this point. I think A&M's on the up, and I think Ole Miss is on the down.
You're right. No question there. And literally on Saturday, Texas A&M beat Ole Miss by 26 points in Oxford. Like, yeah. Are you kidding? So, I mean, best case scenario, Ole Miss wins that game. I just feel like that's really unlikely.
Yeah, but I would love to play Ole Miss again.
Yeah. So that's that. What are your thoughts on then Florida, Bama? It's going to be one of those two teams.
Yeah, I think Florida and Bama are going to be in that game.
So like, you think Florida? I mean, you think Bama's best case, right?
Oh yeah, I think Bama's best case scenario, in my opinion, because when Kentucky can out physical you, you have no shot at all to beat us. So I just think our guards are better than theirs. That's what they're good at, and our bigs are better than their bigs. I just don't see a way that they can beat us.
I guess here's and I wrote in the article Florida, you know, that I think Florida's best case scenario, but I added the caveat. This is the most split down the line. You can go either way with this.
It's the only thing I have about Florida is they're so good at offensive rebounds, and I know Kentucky's gotten better at it.
A&M too, you know, they're
the two Kentucky, best. Kentucky's gotten better at it. Kentucky's gotten better at it recently, but I think that Florida would be the worst case. I really do. I think Bama's best case.
My only thought here is I know Florida can score, but they can't score like Kentucky. Alabama can score like Kentucky. I do agree with you that Kentucky defends better than Alabama. I don't think Kentucky defends
Florida better than Florida. Florida can score like Kentucky if they get 20 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, but I think we're past that. I think we're doing a better job.
Yeah, I would say so too, but it just takes one game at this point.
Yeah, but I'd rather one game now than one game next weekend. I don't, you know.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
But, you know, this is my concern. Alabama's struggles in the paint are, I mean, they can't defend a bucket of water in the paint. Grant Nelson
can't defend on the perimeter. That's why I like that matchup so much, because our guys can beat their guys off the dribble. So guess what?
Yeah.
We're going to be open from three. You can't do anything about it.
The only, I'd say, concern I have, and it's not, would be, can any of our bigs score down there? You know, because we don't have a big who can turn his back to the basket and take Grant Nelson to work. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think Hugo can do that. Zeke probably can, but
like I said, you won't need that, because you're going to get paint touches for your guards.
And
your guards are going to have
paint. Piero can score on their
defense, you know? And Antonio Reeves is really, really good in those type of situations.
I mean, I guess I'm just playing devil's advocate on this, because like everything you're saying, I agree with. It's just like we're. It's just, to me, it's a toss-up. It really is. It's like, I think you're a little more Florida's worse than Bama than I am. To me, it's a toss-up. I just think.
No, I think Florida's better than Bama.
No, I'm saying Florida's your best case. I mean, is your worst case.
Yeah, Florida's my worst case. Yeah.
And I don't disagree with you. What I'm saying is, I just think it's one of those we'll have to see. I think it's truly even. I mean, it's split down the middle for these teams. And so, I mean, let us know y'all's thoughts on those two teams in the comments, because we're curious there. And then, you know what I'll tell you? I think this is interesting. Kentucky's best case scenario in the championship, I kind of think, is Auburn. And over South Carolina, because I think the realistic teams there would be Tennessee, South Carolina, and Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Kentucky matches up well with South Carolina. They just
– Well, I mean, you know what's kind of crazy? And I know this is a lot, but – I think if Mississippi State can upset Tennessee, I think they could go to the championship. I mean, you have the mix of Hubbard and Tolu Smith. Tolu is an absolute beast.
Yeah.
So he can kind of cancel out Broome. And then you have Hubbard who can go for 30 in any given night. So yeah, I think it's a long shot. That would be my long shot bet.
If yeah, I had to put I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and I don't I can't sit here and say I'd rather play Mississippi State than Auburn. I'd rather play Auburn than Mississippi State.
I don't know. But, I don't like playing against Mississippi State.
Because that Hubbard kid, because I mean he's 5 foot nothing, but it doesn't matter. It's like I agree with you. I agree with you, but I'm just telling you, I still think
– and those type of players are known to go crazy in tournaments.
I don't see them winning three games in a row. I don't –
yeah, that would be a lot.
LSU, I still think is – LSU is a solid basketball team. They're not great, but solid. They'd have to beat LSU, Tennessee, and then Auburn.
They need some of the supporting cast to step up. I don't think they're good enough at
scoring. And I don't think they will. I don't think they'll get any of that.
Yeah.
I just think you'd have to get 30 from Hubbard and 25 from Tolu, and then 20 from somebody else from everybody else combined. I could see them beating Tennessee. I just think it would end eventually. I don't think they can string it together.
It would be tough.
But it wouldn't be the most surprising thing in the world. I wouldn't be like,
was the team that did it a couple years ago? Wasn't it A&M?
And they won the whole thing. Yeah. And I think they lost in the championship to Bama or to Tennessee.
They might've lost to Tennessee in the championship.
But they beat like the Auburn team that was the number one seed. And then they beat somebody else in the second round. And then
they were
on a run. And so I think that just because of the way South Carolina plays, I think Auburn is the best case scenario matchup for Kentucky. And Mississippi State, I'm not going to yell at you if you'd say Auburn and Mississippi State are like even on the I'd rather them. But I think Auburn is better than South Carolina and Tennessee. Just South Carolina. I think Auburn's a much better basketball team than South Carolina, but I think South Carolina matches up poorly to what Kentucky likes to do.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my thoughts on that.
I completely agree.
And then I would say the worst case scenario, I mean, we won't have to spend a ton of time on this. For me, it would be A&M and then once again, toss up Bama or Florida, really either way, and then Tennessee. That's my worst case.
Yeah.
So do you agree?
That's pretty much what I have.
But you are more Florida's worst case than I am. I mean, I don't disagree with you.
I just think size and physicality is the recipe to beat this team.
Yes, I agree with you. You're right about that. Because Kentucky's proven they can win and they can win shootouts. You know, we can outscore you, but can we out-physical you? So I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that. I mean, I guess let's, talk a little bit about A&M Ole Miss. You got any other thoughts on any of those conversations?
I really think that A&M is going to win this game.
I do too. It's like I don't want to spend much time talking about Ole Miss. I mean, they block a lot of shots.
They got WKU transfer Sharp.
Yeah, but I mean, is that kid even healthy? I think he's like banged up, or he was banged up.
Oh, really?
But
it wouldn't surprise me.
Flanagan's not been playing well. I don't think that the Morrell's this kid. Yeah, Matthew Morrell. Let me pull up what he's been doing. I don't think Matthew Morrell's been playing good. Let's see. Matthew Morrell over his last couple of games. Maybe he has. I don't know. I've not been watching much Ole Miss basketball. 11 points. He played 2 minutes in the game before that. Must have gotten hurt or something. 21, 12, 10. So, I mean, he's been fine. But, I mean, Morrell would have to score 20 to beat you,
Yeah.
Flanagan's going to have to score 20 to beat you. So, I'm really not too concerned about Ole Miss. So, Texas A&M, though, let's talk about them. Where do the concerns lie? Because every concern you have about Florida – Texas A&M does the same thing, but I don't think that they can score like Florida can. They can offensive rebound like Florida can, but I don't think they can score like Florida can.
Yeah, Texas A&M, they have, of course, a first-team All-SEC guy with Wade Taylor, who's really, really good. And and then you got the big guys there are really, really athletic. I wouldn't say they're the tallest, but they're freak athletes. And they're really good at – yeah, they're very good at like bodying you. Like they're gonna get the rebounds and they're gonna be really physical about it. And so I I think A&M gets it done against Ole Miss, and I honestly think they probably put up a good fight against us in that game too. I think that'll be more of a close game than everyone thinks, but I do think we get it done against A&M. I just think we've gotten so much better at playing against those type of teams. I think A&M is a worse version of Tennessee. That's where I'd kind of put them at, because
they have one. Honestly, that's a good point. They have one guy who can
Take
over.
Yeah, a bunch of these teams are like. I would say Florida's kind of almost the same way. Well, they have Zion Poulin and Walter Clayton, who are both good shooters. But I'd say a bunch of these teams are kind of a lot like Tennessee, as in they're just really, really physical. And I think we can outscore them, and I think we play good enough defense now to keep them shut down. I think Hugo will be the big that we kind of run with in this game, just like kind of the Tennessee game. And then if we do play Bam in that second round, I think Z will get to share the minutes, because I feel like we know our set lineup except for the center position, and we're kind of just fluctuating who plays good right now.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing to do that. I mean, each one has their skill set. But I do think that it's a Hugo game, and I do think we get it done. I think we get it done.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. I think Kentucky wins, but I think A&M gives them hell. I do think that. I think it's going to be, you know, what's been standing out for A&M is they had two guys. I watched a lot of A&M basketball for some reason. I don't know why, but something I do. It's just a team that always seems
big. Buzz Williams guy.
Huge. Did you see my article headline? I'm proud of it. Could Kentucky run into a buzzsaw? Put Buzz in the quotes in the first round of the SEC tournament.
Yeah.
You like that? You like that.
But no, we're going to run right around it.
But no, Big Kirko woke up dripping like this. But, you know, I think that what's been happening for A&M is they had two guys. They had Boots Radford, and they had
– No, I forgot about Boots. Make Boots go right. Boots does not go right. Make him go right.
Yeah. Boots – they had Boots Radford.
No bag. No bag Boots. Just make him go right.
True, no bag Boots. That's awesome. But Boots and Wade Taylor, and their offense was they would dribble in circles and spin around until they shoot the basketball. One of those two, and that was it. That was their entire offense. Now they have this kid. His name's Manny Obaseki, and he's scored in double figures the last four games, including 25 against Ole Miss. And to me, that's what is scary. Is somebody else getting going for A&M? Yeah, he was 9-14. He had, let me see, in his last four games, 25 against Ole Miss, 17 against Mississippi State, 12 against Georgia, 11 against South Carolina. So, I mean, one more guy getting going is difficult. And then they've got this kid, Anderson Garcia, who's great on the boards. That's all he does. He is Dennis Rodman. He grabs rebounds, and he is, like, incredible at offensive rebounds.
He ain't Dennis.
No, he's not. Not Dennis.
No, nope. Not Dennis.
That's like that. That's always like when you say a receiver, you know, they get one carry and you call him Debo Samuel,
or he makes one good catch and you call him freaking Randy Moss. Like, come on,
or that's early. Odell. But, you know, I mean, he's a great rebounder, offensive and defensive, and so that's the only thing that scares me is that if this Obaseki kid hadn't gotten going, I wouldn't be concerned about Texas A&M. Because it's okay. We have to guard Boots. We have to guard Wade Taylor. Make sure there's a hand in their face. You beat this team by 15 points. Very simple concept. And they have a third guy, stretches out the defense a little bit. So,
on the contrary, though, their radio stations are probably like, oh crap, here comes Justin Edwards. We did not see Justin Edwards last time.
Yeah. Well, Z wasn't even on the floor in that game.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, there was a lot.
There was a lot going on that game.
Every team that Kentucky plays, they're a different team from what they were then and now because of multiple reasons. Maybe DJ was out. Maybe Justin wasn't playing well. Maybe the seven footers weren't on the floor. Like you play Kansas. You know, I mean, whoever you're not the same team you were when whoever you play again. So, but my thoughts there is this Obaseki kid, you know, is make sure that we. I'd rather him shoot it than Wade Taylor. I'd still rather he prove it. Okay, you're getting hot. Let's see it. I'd still rather that than Wade Taylor because, you know, he's like Hubbard. And
depending
like,
on the shots that they shoot, though. Because yeah, I'd rather Wade Taylor shoot a 40-footer with a hand in his face than Obaseki shooting a wide-open one.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying leave him – you're right. I'm not saying leave him wide open. I agree with you on that. But it's like, you know, Wade Taylor makes some circus shots, so you've got to make sure you defend him well. And he's a bigger guard. I'm pretty sure he's 6'4". So, you know, DJ, he's not a small – like Hubbard.
Him and Boots played really, really good last time against us.
Exactly. They both played good. Yeah, Wade Taylor is – oh, never mind. He's 6 foot. I don't know why I thought he was tall. He's 6 foot. I lied.
Yeah, put DJ on him.
Is Boots? Boots is 6'3". So they're not massive guards. The Obaseki kid is, you know, he's 6'4".
He won't be able to get a shot off over DJ.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, so that, I mean, that's thoughts there. I mean, that's my thoughts on this game. You keep Anderson Garcia off the offensive glass. Defend these three guys that are scoring well. Nobody else can score. That is it. It's those three guys. Stop those three guys from scoring. Keep Anderson Garcia off the glass. Win this basketball game. It's pretty much it.
Rebound, rebound, rebound. Yeah. If you rebound, you win. Easy.
So should we assume it's Texas A&M and give a score prediction and MVP? Or
yeah, let's do that. I think we should.
And that's an assumption. Once again, throw it out the window if Ole Miss wins on Thursday.
You know? If Ole Miss wins on Wednesday, everyone gets super excited.
Well, that can't – it won't happen. It can't happen.
Or Thursday, sorry.
No, he figured it out. I was hoping you'd be like, what?
I'm behind. You know, Nashville Carson's not in the right headspace. He's looking forward to being there.
But I have a question because it is Wednesday. Does Nashville Carson still have to work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or are we just writing that off?
Unfortunately, Nashville Carson does have to go to work tomorrow.
Whatever. Yeah, there you go. Whatever. All right. Well, give me a score prediction. Give me an MVP for assuming Kentucky plays Texas A&M.
I think Kentucky wins 91-80. And I think the MVP is Robert Dillingham. I think he went nuts against them last time. I think he's going to do it again.
Yeah, I think the Cats win this game 84-70. I don't think they score. I think they don't score quite 90, but I think they win handsomely, 14 points. And I think the MVP of this game is going to be Ugonna. I think he's and not once again. Not he's not going to score 32 points. He's going to rebound the basketball, block shots, create problems around the rim. That's what he's going to do, and that's what's going to help Kentucky win games. It helped Kentucky beat Tennessee, and it can help Kentucky win this basketball game as well. So 84-70, Kentucky wins. I'll give you this. I think Ugonna Nyanso scores 8 points. I think he brings in 9 rebounds and blocks 4 shots in the win.
I like it. That's a great stat line. And so, I think everyone has to remember when we take all into this into account, Kentucky's going to be playing home games down there.
Nashville Carson's going to be there.
Nashville Carson's going to be there. There's going to be waves and droves of BBN headed down there because you can feel the energy. I mean, it's just in the air. Like, I wake up feeling the energy. Like, we're doing something special, and it starts on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. No question whatsoever. Any other thoughts, Carson?
No, I don't got anything other than I hope everybody has a good Wednesday.
Yeah, everybody have a good day. So thoughts on this weekend, you know, it's going to be play it by ear because Nashville Carson might be a little busy when it comes to recording. And, you know, it might be hard for you to record an episode after the game Friday night. I assume that, you know, it might be a little hard.
Never said so, I couldn't.
Probably a bad idea. Leave that there. But, and then, you know, it'd be once I'm done working, it'll hopefully be a bad idea for me too. But that'd be a few hours down the road. So that's going to do it for the show today. You know, the plan is Sunday, we're going to try, because, you know, it's Selection Sunday. So we're going to get something up. Carson, we're going to get back home from
Nashville. Yeah, we're going to bring you some sort of content, no matter how we're feeling.
Even if it's we're recording it on the phone with these microphones I have, and we'll get you some kind of show on Sunday to preview the NCAA tournament, the draw, and all that, and talk about, hopefully, Kentucky winning an SEC championship. So
hopefully, and getting a 2 seed while you do it.
Yeah. Exactly. So we'll have a show for you of some kind on Sunday. Everybody enjoy the tournament. If you're in Nashville, folks, and you see us, come say hi. Have a good time.
Yeah.
We'll be out and about for sure. So we'll be having a good time. So hope to see BBN down there. It's going to be a great time. Be loud, be proud. Let's win an SEC championship, and we will. Heck, see you guys on Sunday.